Extra, extra. Hot off the presses. It's Scoop Ed Longwa with the Catholic Sentinel.
And we are pleased to welcome Ed Longwa, managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper right here in Portland. Ed, how are you today?
I'm well, David. How are you? Best to you and all your listeners.
Well, thank you very much. So I'm going to start you out with an existential question this morning. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are ants really God's creatures?
Oh, most definitely. I take great delight in ants. They're creative. They work as a team. They show all kinds of divine characteristics.
Look at you. Just right off the bat, ready to go with that. Well, we were talking about the ants in our house, and so sometimes I don't know if they are God's creatures.
They do invite themselves in without being asked.
But I like your answer. That is very good. So I will remember that. Thank you very much for that.
Right.
Well, I wanted to talk about two special sections in your latest edition of the Catholic Sentinel. The first is on the developments in Ukraine, and the second is on Catholic Charities of Oregon. And I guess let's start with Ukraine first. And as a Catholic journalist, Ed, just kind of your overall impressions of what's happening there right now.
Well, many Catholic stories have emerged that have caught my eye, David. The first is that the Catholic bishops of Russia have been rather outspoken in calling for peace. And that's a little bit of a dangerous thing to do when you Vladimir Putin as your president. And so I think we can be proud of the Catholic bishops of Russia. They've quoted Vatican II in public calling for peace. So I think we ought to all pray for them. The second thing is that the religious leaders all over Europe are putting pressure on the Orthodox Patriarch of Russia, Patriarch Kirill, asking him to speak to Putin. So, David, my impression here is that there are some people who are thinking of peace, who have peace at mind, and who realize that this war is problematic for the entire world and certainly a shock to us. We're trying to get in touch with a young woman who was a member of St. Anthony Parish in Southeast Portland for many years, a Ukrainian graduate student who was at Portland State, who's returned to Ukraine and is now sheltering with her parents in the east of the country. Mm. We're trying to use Facebook to get through to her to get news, but every hour or so, David, the alarms go off and she has to go down and shelter in her basement. So,
wow,
the reality of what's happening there is hard for us to imagine.
You know, earlier this week, we spoke with Father Richard Janowitz. He is the pastor at the Ukrainian Catholic Church in Springfield, Oregon, and they have started a fundraising drive to help raise funds for the folks in Ukraine. And you think about that, and it's sometimes hard as we watch the developments on the news and see what's happening, and then you see the people in the bomb shelters, and you just feel so much for them. And I think as Catholics, you know, prayer is so important, and I know that's what many of the pastors and the priests, I'm sure, in our archdiocese will be asking this Sunday.
We have no doubt that prayer is vital, and everyone in Ukraine is asking for prayers. Another thing the church does well is help refugees, David, and I think we're going to have an unprecedented refugee situation on our hands with a million people flowing out in just a week. And I'm sure our friends at the Catholic churches of Poland and Germany are going to be doing all they can. I wouldn't be surprised if Ukrainian refugees make their way to Oregon in the months and years ahead.
Well, and that's a great transition into your other special section, and that's Catholic Charities of Oregon and what they do throughout the state in our communities to help refugees. And that's just one of the beautiful aspects of Catholic Charities of Oregon.
You've hit on what's a very interesting trend, I think, David, with Catholic Charities in the past couple of years, and that is a real strong refugee ministry. It closed down for a while there. There was a period where the U.S. government wasn't taking in as many refugees, but now that has picked up again, and so a couple thousand Afghan refugees, I believe, are making their way to Oregon. Catholic Charities of Oregon is one of the lead premier refugee service organizations. So staff and volunteers are meeting Afghan refugees at the airport. We can't sell short how important it is to have a welcoming face when you step off the plane in a new country. That's a very touching thing. Our reporter, Kristen Hannum, went there and took photos and met some people. So you'll be able to see photos of that in our latest issue. But then Catholic Charities continues finding housing, helping people find food and clothing. But then all the great Catholic Charities programs, helping people know how to find a job, how to ride the bus, how to shop at the grocery store, all these things that people from another country need help with. Very venerable and great things happening at Catholic Charities.
Very much so. Speaking with Ed Longwa, he is the managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper. They have a couple of special sections. I've been looking at these online at catholicsentinel.org. Again, you can see stories on Ukraine. Also a big section on Catholic Charities of Oregon. And they have a big event coming up, too. One of their important events of the year on Saturday, March 19th, it is their Celebration of Hope event. And this is going to be a virtual event. And so you can go online, log in, and watch. And again, that's March 19th. It's a Saturday evening. It's going to start at 6:30, and they'll have a pre-show at 6 o'clock. So I know I've seen you there, Ed, in the past. We hope we can get back to doing that in person.
I hope so too, David. That is a great celebration. It builds the Catholic community. The generosity that happens there boggles the mind. But most of all, it helps people learn about all the great work Catholic Charities is doing. But I hope people turn to the Sentinel to learn more about that. In addition to the refugee trend we were talking about, David, there's another thing that I've noticed at Catholic Charities lately. They are gearing themselves up to be a disaster relief organization.
Right.
This is something new. I think this happened when we had the wildfires several years back. Catholic Charities decided, well, Oregon might be a place where big things will happen, and we need to have the food. We need to have the housing. We need to be able to respond quickly and have meals. I think they look at those scientific charts about when earthquakes and what kind of an earthquake might happen, and I think they want to be prepared for us when that eventuality hits Western Oregon, when the city could really be in big trouble. Catholic Charities might well be there for us.
Yeah, in fact, we've had Jen Masocha on the air with us. In fact, she heads up their disaster relief program now. Before we wrap it up this morning, too, wanted to give a big thank you to Deacon Rick Burkell, longtime executive director of Catholic Charities of Oregon, who is retiring, I believe, June 30th will be his last day. And so just wanted to give a shout out to him.
I agree with you, David. He's been a real thought leader and a creative fellow. He wrote a column and he called charity the way a strong medicine that remedies the plagues of separation, hatred, violence, indifference. He called charity a gift of God. So he's made us all think differently about how we treat our fellow human beings.
Ed Longwa, managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper, special sections on Ukraine, Catholic Charities of Oregon. Go to CatholicSentinel.org. Some wonderful articles you can see there. And Ed, we'll certainly pray for the folks of Ukraine.
As will I. Thank you, David.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend.
You as well.